It is January the 10th. We have seven games. We have who knows what's going on in New Orleans there. Some breaking news. Well, sort of breaking. If you're on Twitter, you've seen it. But let's call it breaking news. It makes me sound more important. This is the Friday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere. Everywhere you consume your fantasy basketball content, please go and subscribe to our various channels on whatever platform you're using. Like the episodes, download the episodes. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Looks like I sound a bit better now. The Wi-Fi, I don't know. My wife was apparently streaming something downstairs while she was exercising. My son is playing some game on the Xbox. I was doing this. Maybe it had just had enough for a Saturday morning, but seems to be better. Fingers crossed it is better. If you did miss the trade show, hopefully you're still able to hear what we were talking about, I hope. Did have a lot of people watching along, so that was good. If you did miss it, you can go and download it or check it out once B-Dub uploads it onto Spotify and things like that. I thought it was good. I love talking about player values and trades and things like that. So, yes, hopefully you enjoyed it if you watched it, and if you didn't, go and watch it, and hopefully you will enjoy it. Seven games today. We'll just jump straight into it because the first game is the New Orleans Pelicans against the Philadelphia 76ers. For the Pelicans, we got news, a bit over an hour ago, that Herb Jones is out indefinitely with a torn labrum. The recovery time for this is lengthy, so we're probably looking at season ending, I would suspect, or very close to. So you can drop Herb Jones everywhere. I will be doing that as soon as I get off this show. So go and drop Herb Jones. It helps Trey Murphy once he's back because we don't have that lineup discussion. Does he start? Doesn't he start? Obviously, Brandon Ingram will come back at some point as well. But, it's a blow if you had Herb Jones. He is really a specialist when we come down to it, but you can drop him. Now, Zion Williamson, he returned. He missed the second night of a back-to-back and then was due to come back tonight, has been suspended by the team for one game. All that we're hearing, let me just go and check, but it's something to do with conduct kind of stuff. Where are we? Here we go. So from Shams, he was late for Thursday's team flight to Philadelphia. Okay, so he was late for a flight. Who knows what he was doing? So he violated team policy, so he will not play tonight. So you can leave him in your IR spot if that's an option for you. But, yes, he will not be playing tonight. So who is playing? DeJounte is questionable. He has been dealing with elbow and I think ankle injuries or a leg injury. Who are we looking at tonight? Brandon Boston probably plays a bit more. We know the story. We've had such a big sample size of what they look like without Zion and without Herb and all of these guys. So Javonte Green will probably play a bigger role. I wouldn't be too worried about Jeremiah Robinson Earl. It's probably Brandon Boston, Javonte Green, maybe Jordan Hawkins, Alvarado might play a bit more. He doesn't really get a bump here because their backcourt is healthy, unless DeJounte is out. If DeJounte is out, then Alvarado would also be an ad for tonight. For the Sixers, no Joel Embiid. He continues to just miss random games now for whatever. Andre Drummond is also out. So Yabusele should be rostered tonight. He was good in the last game. I think he had a double-double from memory. So we're rostering him. We're rostering Kelly Oubre. Paul George is back. So that will impact Oubre slightly, but I think he's still doing enough. Beyond that, Ricky Council will play, but I'm not that interested in him. Caleb Martin, much like his brother, is just a defensive kind of guy that we want to target there. Milwaukee at Orlando for the Bucks. Usual sort of injury report here. Lillard probable, Giannis probable, Middleton probable. They will probably play. So if they do play, we look at AJ Green and Gary Trent if you need threes, and that's really it. They're a boring team to watch and they're a boring fantasy team. There's obviously value there, very good fantasy value, but when they're healthy, there isn't a lot to discuss. For the Orlando Magic, there is a lot to discuss. Paolo Banchero will return tonight. He will likely start. They haven't named the starting lineups yet, but I would assume he will be straight into the starting lineup. And who does it impact? Well, I think Tristan Da Silva is probably going to be a drop, but I would hold him just for tonight. Anyone you've got, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, Tristan Da Silva, Goga, Wendell Carter, if you are holding him, I would hold all of them tonight. Don't just go and drop them. Let's have a look at what this rotation looks like, because this is what it's going to be for the next month, I would say. So we'll get an idea of Goga's playing time. Where does Wendell Carter fit in? Does he play any backup four, or is he purely a backup five now? So I think KCP will continue to be a hold in certain situations or in certain builds. Bajadze should be fine. I think Wendell, I mean, common sense would say he will trend down here, but his ability to space the floor could mix things up a bit in that front court. So not really dropping anyone, holding. Let's see what happens tonight. Golden State at Indiana. The Warriors are without Steph. They're without Draymond. They're without Kuminga. They're without Pajemski. They're without Wiggins. So a lot of streaming value here. Dennis Schroeder, I've talked about him as being someone we can drop. For tonight, you would add him. Buddy Hield should be added tonight. Trayce Jackson-Davis also questionable with an eye injury. So if he is out, Kevon Looney, I guess, has to start at center and play big minutes. So Looney would be a pickup tonight. Kyle Anderson is probably a stream as well as Lindy Waters. It's all risky. Buddy Hield looked better yesterday, so hopefully he can build on that performance. Schroeder has been sort of very back end. I think with all these injuries, he just has to do more. Whether that ends up in a good fantasy line, I don't know. But the minutes will be there, so I think we need to add him. For the Pacers, Halliburton is playing. Miles Turner is playing. So we can view TJ McConnell as just a streamer if you need assists and steals. Obi Toppin, likewise, if you need efficient scoring. He can hit threes and get some steals, decent rebounds. But I've said multiple times he needs 20-plus minutes to be a must-roster player. Benedict Mathurin, if he's available, you stream him in. He's probably rostered, though, I think, in most spots. And Nemhard, if you need some assists, he is okay in 12-team leagues. OKC at New York for the Thunder. No new injuries. Caruso just continues to be day-to-day or however we're viewing this, but hasn't played for quite a while now. So Lou Dort, Kaysen Wallace if you need steals and threes, Aaron Wiggins if you need a little bit of across-the-board stuff, Isaiah Joe for threes. For the Knicks, Karl Anthony Towns and Miles McBride remain questionable. Towns didn't look particularly comfortable in that last game, but he did play. This is going to be a big matchup for them up against the Thunder, opportunity to prove themselves. So I would assume Towns plays here. If he doesn't, Achua would be our target there, although Jericho Sims could very well start. I still prefer Achua. here. And McBride being out doesn't really impact anything. Oh, at all. Man, I'm yawning now. I didn't yawn for that whole trade show. Sacramento at Boston. Still no De'Aaron Fox. He is out with his glute injury, so that means we keep rolling with Keon Ellis for the time being. Keegan Murray will do a little bit more offensively with no De'Aaron Fox, so hopefully he can have a good game. They are against Boston, though. Always a tough matchup. Trey Lyles had a little period there of relevance, but I'm not really prioritizing him. For Boston, they are actually healthy, rolling out a fully healthy lineup, which means that White, Holiday, Brown, Tatum, Porzingis are all rosterable players. Pritchard is still must roster, I think. I know he has cooled off, but I think we're still holding him at the moment. Horford, look, he'll play, but he is probably not a priority tonight, given the streaming opportunities on other teams like the Warriors and the Pelicans. Yeah, Horford typically doesn't do enough when he is playing as the backup behind Porzingis. Washington at Chicago. Jordan Poole questionable again. Alex Saar also questionable with the illness. We know if Saar is out, Valanciunas has to be rostered. If Saar plays, Valanciunas is probably still a hold, but he obviously doesn't have as much upside as when Saar is out. If Poole is out, we have a look at Keyshawn George. Bub Carrington is probably rostered, I think, in most spots at the moment. He's doing enough. He's getting assists. So both he and Koulibaly, I think, should be rostered. Kuzma should be rostered. Kispert has been playing very well. Points and threes, give him a look. We've obviously got no Malcolm Brogdon still, so there is opportunity there for Kispert. And to a lesser extent, Champagne, and as I said, Keyshawn George. If Poole is out, it might be Keyshawn George. He started in the last game, so yeah, just monitor that. I think I picked up Keyshawn George in a 16-team league, and I'm really just looking for steals. So I'm hoping he can get to 20 minutes tonight and maybe get me one or two steals. That's all I'm looking for there. For the Bulls, still without Ayo Dosunmu. So Lonzo Ball should be able to flirt with 24 to 25 minutes here. Favorable matchup, obviously, against the Wizards. For guys like Giddy, who has cooled off a little bit, Patrick Williams, an opportunity for him to have a slightly better game here. Lonzo is really the only guy on the bench that I'm interested in, especially if he needs steals and assists and sort of threes, but not as much threes. Whoa, what happened there? Okay, Brooklyn at Denver, last game of the night. For the Nets, Ben Simmons will return. Dayron Sharpe is available to play. They're still without Cam Thomas, Cam Johnson, D'Angelo Russell, and all the other guys. So Simmons coming back impacts players like Keon Johnson, Tyrese Martin. I think Simmons should be rostered. I know he's missed games here. I think he should be rostered with D'Angelo Russell out, especially because he will start at point guard and should be able to get you some assists and maybe steals, rebounds. I'd probably still be holding Keon Johnson and Zaire Williams. Clowney, I think, is must roster as well. And then you get into the question marks, Jalen Wilson, Tyrese Martin, Dayron Sharpe. You know my thoughts on Sharp. I'd love to see him in a big role. We're not quite there yet. Jalen Wilson can score the ball quite well. So if you need points and the like Zaire Williams, Keon Johnson, if they're gone, then Jalen Wilson is an option. For the Nuggets, Jokic question. Oh, sorry, let me have a drink. Nikola Jokic questionable with his illness. He's missed two or maybe three games. So we'll see how he goes tonight. They may err on the side of caution against they may view this as a game they can win without Jokic. So don't be surprised if he sits this one out as well. Westbrook has been phenomenal. So we're rostering him. If Jokic is out, Ooh, who do they go with? They probably go with DeAndre Jordan against Nick Claxton. So Jordan will start. He almost had a double-double in that last game. There's a chance, I guess, that he pushes to 16, 18 minutes here. So if you need rebounds and blocks and you're really desperate and we get word that Jokic is out, maybe Jordan is worth a look. Peyton Watson, been pretty inconsistent. Aaron Gordon is doubtful tonight, so I don't think he'll play, but usually that upgrade means that he is one game away, so very close, at which point Peyton Watson would obviously have very little value. But for tonight, he is someone to consider. All right. Internet still looks like it's working. Very good. Let's have a look at player news. Let's just check if there's been any injuries. Tari Eason is doubtful again tomorrow. No surprise. DeJounte Murray is playing tonight. Tim Hardaway questionable tomorrow. So Joel Embiid apparently aggravated his left foot sprain. No surprise there. Remains day-to-day. I said Turner, Halliburton both playing. Banchero is on a minutes restriction. No surprise there. Yeah, we knew about Zion. Jalen Johnson has been ruled out again tomorrow. So that shoulder injury continues to linger. Trey, probable, we know that. Herb Jones, we know that. And so nothing significant. No Shams news. Nope, nothing new. All right, let's get into the questions. Eve Meese season is back on. Yeah, look, I mean, it wasn't off necessarily, but yes, he should be better tonight with Herb out and with Zion out. Where are we? Joseph Kim. Is Scoot Henderson becoming a pickup? I think he is. I've added him in a couple of leagues. I think they're starting to lean into him. I'd like to see more minutes, but he's been good. 18-9 cat, but rosters are huge. 16 spots, not including, so 128 players. Yeah, look, that's not quite a standard league. 16 spots, yeah, so eight. So, yeah, I mean, it's not, yeah, it's close to a standard league, but so, no, I think he is. I think you could hold him and see if this just continues because he has been good. Question from Chad, carrying over from my do I have too many centers question from the last show. Can you ever have too many centers? You have Meese, Brolo, Hartenstein, Goga, Şengün, and Kessler in a league with center, forward center, and two. So you have four center eligible spots, center, forward center, and two utility spots. But with that many, it's almost always all centers. Yeah, is it too many? What have you got? One, two, three, four, five, six centers with four center spots. It's pretty borderline. It probably is one too many. I'm in a league where I have three center spots. I think I only have, there's no forward center. It's just center and then two utility spots. Or maybe, hang on, let me just have a look because I know the league I'm talking about. League, it is this league here. So in this league here, we have, yeah, so I have our roster spots, it's shallow. So guard, guard, forward, forward, center, and then two utility spots. So I only have three center eligible spots, and I currently have one, two, three, four. Four, five, six. I have six only center eligible players. And then I also have one, two, three, four multi-positional, whatever. So players that can play center but don't have to play center. So I have 10 centers in that league with three. That is too many, and I will be looking to potentially move off of one or two of them. So in answer to your question, maybe it's pretty borderline. You could look to move. Who would I look to move there? I mean, Barolo is probably the one that stands out in terms of he doesn't get rebounds. He does get blocks, but you have Kessler, you have Goga, Hartenstein. Yeah, Barolo you could look to move off of maybe, but absolutely you could try to move one of them. Klingon, Daniel Paisley. Klingon was dropped in a Dynasty League 12 team. Would I swap out any of these players to get him? Bub, Risa-Shay, Clowney, Sohan, Assar, or Bilal Koulibaly? Would I move in a Dynasty League? Well, are you looking... are you looking for long-term Dynasty? So I assume not looking to win this season. If you're not looking to win this season, then yes, I would probably look to try and add Klingon because I don't think Ayton is going to be in Portland for too long. Klingon's pretty limited, obviously. He's not a versatile offensive player. He can hit threes, but I don't think he'll ever be a reliable three-point shooter. Who would I look to move there? I don't think I'd look to move Assar or Bilal. Risa-Shay, maybe. I'm not that high on Risa-Shay. I don't mind Sohan. He's obviously a little bit older than these guys, but Bub, I'm still not convinced on Bub. So maybe Bub or Risa-Shay I might look to move. You could, if you have a dynasty question as well. And here's an add-on. Would I drop Miles Bridges for Klingon? Ooh. If you're looking sort of 4 or 5 years down the track, I might. But probably for the next 2 to 3 years, I think I'd still have Bridges there. Just message Matt Lawson or message Noah Rubin, or there are a whole bunch of Dynasty guys. If you do have a Dynasty-specific question, I'm in some Dynasty leagues, but certainly not an expert by any means. Silly season isn't looming yet, but as long as you take... Oh, so this is a response to the Scoot question from Aman. Silly season isn't looming yet, but as long as you can take the field goal hit, Scoot's definitely a pickup. Top 100 in punt field goal over the last 14 days. Yep, he's looking good. He is looking good. Joseph Kim asks, Aaron Gordon is on the waiver wire in a 12 team. Should I drop Wendell Carter or Scotty for him? Or should I do nothing? Punting free throws and threes. I'd drop Wendell. I think I'd be okay dropping Wendell Carter for him. Turner is playing. Yes, thanks, Rand Simon. Steve is just lurking. I love a lurker. Very good. Alex, who do I prefer from Bilal, Bub for this week and the next couple? I think Bilal still. He's a little bit more proven. Yeah, we just haven't seen enough from Bub yet. Are we streaming... GUI, is it GUI or GUI? GUI, surely it's not GUI. Surely it's GUI. Are we streaming him? Oh, look, maybe. He was good last night. They have more players out tonight. So they had Steph last night. Look, if you want to take a flyer, I mean, there's Lindy Waters, Kyle Anderson, Moses Moody, Gui Santos, Kevon Looney, Trace Jackson is playing. Hang on, we just got some news. So Trace Jackson is playing. So Looney, not so much. Maybe it is Gui Santos. Lindy Waters is starting. Kyle Anderson is starting, if that helps. The Bucks guys are all playing as expected. Now, Kyle Lowry's out, but we don't care about that. Yes, if you want to give him a look, sure. Most reliable net with all these injuries. Well, reliable, it's a strange term, isn't it, when it comes to the Nets? Probably, where are we, Brooklyn? If we're not counting Ben Simmons, are we counting Noah Clowney? Maybe. I like Zaire in terms of what he can do. He's the one that I've added in a couple of leagues. In saying that, I've also added Keon Johnson. So I think it's probably Keon Johnson, Zaire Williams, and Noah Clowney are the three, just because they're starting at the moment. If I had to pick one of them, like I said, I like Zaire, but he is probably playing the fewest minutes of those three. Clowney was very good in that last game, but hadn't been great prior to that. So, yeah, I might go Zaire for me. Do I think Bogdan's return is going to affect Trey's value? No, I don't. No, look, I mean, the more he plays, I guess he does like to have the ball in his hands a bit. So maybe the assists come down slightly for Trey. Am I worried about Jalen Johnson's injury? Well, I wasn't, but am I now? Maybe. I don't know. There's nothing you can do. I wouldn't be looking to move him now because people are going to be trying. They're going to be like piranhas at the moment. They're going to try and take you for all you've got. So I wouldn't be looking to move him. You just have to plug him in your IR and hope that I thought it would be a situation here where he plays and then misses one game every week or 2 weeks, but he's now missed what, 4 or 5 in a row. So maybe they've had some professional advice and this is a situation where they've determined it's actually going to be better to just sit him out for 2 to 3 weeks and then he can come back with a view to playing a bit more down the stretch. I don't know. Another too many centre question. Have Claxton, Valanciunas, Hartenstein, Okongwu, Edie and Shingun in the league figuring out the move? Well, Hartenstein, well, if you're looking at who to hold, we're not moving Hartenstein, we're not moving Shingun. I'd probably hold Claxton. It would be Valanciunas, Okongwu or Edie. I still like holding Okongwu if you can. Valanciunas, it's tricky. His role's been okay. Edie's the one that jumps out at me there because they have three centre options and they're not afraid to mix and match. So Edie, I think, has the highest upside. Okongwu's upside's pretty high too. But his minutes can be anywhere from 15 to 28 on any given night, depending on the matchup, depending on fouls. So he might be the move there if you could. So Zion was late to multiple practices and the flight, hence the suspension. I don't know what's going on. I mean, he supposedly attacked his rehab quite aggressively and was very good and has been monitoring his diet, all that sort of stuff. But then this comes out. I don't know what to think. And again, in fantasy, there's nothing you can do. You just have to hold him. Do I think Draymond hurts your team more than he helps? And would I replace him with Sohan? I would. I'm not a Draymond fan. I would have Sohan over Draymond. Draymond is rebounds, assists, some steals and blocks. He's not as good a defender as he was. His three-point shooting has been okay this year, but still not great. I would rather Sohan, I think. Kind of feel handcuffed to Draymond. Yeah, look, he is a tough one because I think he had 10 rebounds, 10 assists and some steals and blocks in the last game. So he is very specific in terms of what he can help you with. But then his percentages are not good. Turnovers are, they're not terrible, but they're not great either. Is Max Christie a drop in shallow leagues considering the fires and what's going on in LA? I think you could. I do think he's a hold in a normal situation. But given the uncertainty regarding their schedule for the next few days, I think you could move on. His upside is pretty limited. So I think in a shallow league especially, you'd be okay to move on from him. So rhymes with Guy, so it's Guy Santos. Okay, thanks, Rand Simon. Guy Santos. I have to remember that it's Guy. I don't know how I'll remember that, but I'll try. All right. That's all the questions. Let's just quickly check that there is nothing new. Okay. We've just got the update on Zion that there were multiple incidents that led up to this. So it wasn't just the flight. So not good in New Orleans. We'll just monitor that situation and see what transpires over the next week. I'm going to go and set some lineups. I'm going to go and drop Herb Jones and move Zion back to IR spots and all sorts of things. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Jay Sizzle. It was a great show. I will be back with a post-game show this afternoon. Remember, you can go and check out the Trade Talk show, despite the fact that the quality was not as good as I would have liked. I thought it was good conversation. There were good questions, that sort of thing. So go and check that one out. If you listen to Dan Bespris, I did tweet out as well yesterday. I said I would. I tweeted out a list of the fantasy shows, not all fantasy, but most of them are fantasy podcasts that I listen to. So if you're looking for some more content, go and check out those guys. Dan, who is still stationed at his family home in Los Angeles while he waits for clearance to return to his house, he will be doing a live Q&A show in the next week, I would assume, which will be a fundraiser for his kids' school, for Asher, because the school burnt down in the fires. So he will be doing a fundraising show, which I believe I will be a part of, as well as there'll be a number of analysts and all sorts of people jumping on that show. So go and check him out. I'm sure he'll tweet out all the details, that sort of thing. We also will have our live trade deadline show coming up in 4 weeks-ish, a bit under 4 weeks. So keep an eye out for that one. You can go and pre-like it. I'm sure he's shared the link. I think I've shared the link. So go and do all of that. But I will be back this afternoon. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Please go and download and do everything that we always ask of you. I am Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pre-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.